Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
This episode of The Instance is sponsored by the Nighthawk Pro Gaming Router from Netgear. Let's face it, network traffic and online connectivity matter, especially when you are gaming. Save the competition for the game and stop competing with your router's bandwidth. The XR500 Gaming Router creates an express lane just for your gaming, giving you incredible speed and no lag. Nighthawk Pro Gaming gives you the power to win. Visit netgear.com/npg and join the no-lag crew.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is The Instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance, episode 539. It is October 26, 2018. We are less than a week away from BlizzCon. In fact, right now, we'll all be, well, most of us, Patrick, we'll be inching our way into seats in the press area, hopefully, if they aren't too packed, waiting for Jay Allen Brack, I suppose, to come out on stage and tell us all the things we want to know. That'll be in like a half hour from now, 1 week from now. Weird.
He's going to tell you, you still don't want Classic, and I'm pulling the plug.
Oh, shoot. Well, Jay Allen Brack, always messing with our heads. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the show. It's good to be here, and I'm Scott Johnson, of course, with Patrick Beja. Hello, Patrick. Welcome back.
Hey, I am very glad that we made it, Scott.
Woo!
We finally made it to episode 539.
Yay! It's look so at cool. us. Oh, my gosh.
That's amazing.
That's an amazing thing we've wrought. We've made it to that hard-to-reach number of 539. Let's celebrate it the only way we know how, which is also welcoming back Garrett, who has been on a very long trip, but is back now. And welcome back, Garrett.
I'm so glad to be back, gentlemen.
It's good to have you here. You were gone and on the road and doing stuff and busy, and we tried to pull you in by phone last week, and it didn't work because the internet wouldn't behave. And
yeah, I'm really disappointed. I was looking forward to doing the Instant Sports Edition, where I drive a stick shift while trying to talk about World of Warcraft.
What do you drive anyway? What's your car? Because you're a big car guy. What do you got there?
Yeah. So I have a Ford Focus RS, which actually is one of the starter cars in the new Forza.
There you go. See? He knows what's up. That's a good game, by the way, that Forza game. I can't believe I'm saying Forza Horizon is a good game right now, because I usually don't like racing games, but it's a really good game.
Horizon's great, man.
Yeah, it's really good. Anyway, so is Red Dead Redemption, even though Patrick doesn't know it yet. Hey, we'll get to none of that in the show. We're going to talk about instead Blizzard, BlizzCon, World of Warcraft, and all that fun stuff, because that's what the show is all about. Now, I guess we should just probably jump right into this BlizzCon stuff, because there's a ton of it. We're going to make some predictions today. We're gonna dispel a couple of them, perhaps. Who knows? But we know what the bans are going to be. And what's that, Scott? You said bans with an S? I sure did. Let's just say we all need to hold the door to the train so that we can get to the forest. I can't think of one for Lindsay. But anyway, here's the people coming. Train.
Oh, that's the world's smallest violin.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit with the others, but, you know, it says violin.
There you go. By the way, if Hodor doesn't stand next to Lindsay Sterling, just to show how tiny she is and how gargantuan he is, they're making a huge mistake. That needs to happen on stage. Anyway.
Well, they're going to be on different stages, so I don't know how, you know, during the shows at least, I don't think it's going to happen.
Probably not. So
the entire festival, you have different venues and different stages and stuff for the music.
Yeah, you sound real excited. You sound as excited as me and Garrett have been about it. All right, here's the thing. I don't want to poo-poo this too hard, but Train feels like your aunt had a say in what band played. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Train sounds like I threw up in my mouth a little bit when I read the announcement.
Yeah. Your Aunt Janice called in and said, oh, you know, what'd be great if you could get Train in there. They said,
oh man, it's so deeply personal for me. I worked retail, when that god awful Soul Sister song was top 40.
Yeah.
So I there are a few songs I hate more, and few acts that I find more mundane and boring than Train.
Drops of Jupiter. You don't want to drop to get drops of Jupiter all over yourself on the weekend of BlizzCon or however. I don't know.
I don't. I would be more excited about Smash Mouth.
Oh my gosh.
So do I sound really weird if I tell you I've never heard about Train?
No.
I wish I lived your reality.
Yeah, you're okay. Living the dream, Patrick. As always, you're living the dream, but this is even more of you living the dream. They're fine, whatever. They're just a band that does stuff and they're super mainstreamy and like top 40-ish and kind of weird. It's a weird pick. And it makes me think, go ahead.
The bands or acts they've had before were super mainstreamy as well. The only difference is you liked them.
Well, and they were maybe edge, artistically. They had an edge to them. Patrick, if you never heard them, is like if you ever listened to Maroon 5 and thought that's a little too edgy for me.
That's such a great way to put
it, dude. All right. That does put it in context.
I mean, look, here, I'm going to play a Train song, only a piece of it, or I'll get in trouble.
I'm leaving.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere. We have to do this because, let's see. That's Overwatch. Don't play that. Oh, and I have ads turned on. Okay, anyway, I'm going to play just a tiny taste of this song, Patrick, and then you tell me if this sounds A, familiar to you, or B, interesting to you at all. And if it does, maybe you're in luck with your virtual ticket and you're going to have a really good time.
Okay.
But here you go. All right. So
I'm excited.
Let's see if you know this one. Yeah. So you're coming up to the mic here in his leather pants.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops.
That one. Dropped Jupiter in her ear. I hate the song.
Okay, I didn't hear enough.
Yeah.
But to me, it sounded a little bit like, do you listen to Nashville?
Nashville.
Do you watch Nashville?
No, it's the worst soap opera on later night TV.
Worst? Are you kidding me? It's excellent.
It's a terrible show.
my point is, it sounded like the third or like the bad seasons of Nashville before after they stopped making good music on fun music on that show.
Dude, Nashville sucks. We have to have another conversation at a different time about Nashville. Nashville is not a good television show.
It's not bad at all.
No,
it's not bad at all. What are you talking about?
It's really bad.
So Red Dead Redemption 2 is not good, but Nashville, greatest thing ever. That's what I'm hearing from Patrick
Peja. And that is exactly what I said. You are not misrepresenting my... You know what? I would take Nashville over Game of Thrones any day. Breaking Bad is ridiculously annoying. What else? Ozark is
please remove
bad.
Him from the call. Can you?
Yeah,
just
I can drop him right from the call.
Obviously, that is not what I'm saying.
Right? No, of course.
You fake news manufacturer.
That's right. I'm just
fake news. That's what
fake
we
news.
Get from Garrett Weinsroll.
Total bias, hashtag total bias. Yeah, exactly. So, okay.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. We'll talk about that thing later. Okay. Let me ask Garrett this question. Garrett, if you were presented, and Patrick gets the luxury of not really knowing who Train is, so he's in good shape. If you had to choose between Train, Smash Mouth, well, you already said you'd pick Smash Mouth over them. So forget about Smash Mouth. Train.
I would pick Smash Mouth over Train.
I can't think of the band I was just thinking of.
Maroon 5.
Nickelback. No, say Nickelback. And then third one is like Creed. Who's your pick?
I think I go with Nickelback just for pure memes.
Okay, you're probably right.
Like it's so universally considered bad music that it's kind of fun.
Mm.
Whereas again, Train is just this like, I don't know, that's like what my mom requests at a wedding. Mm. I don't understand. who this is for at BlizzCon.
I kind of agree. It's wedding request song style songs, and it's very odd. Now, the other picks, Christian Nairn, I kind of get, and he's had some experience with the BlizzCon crowd before with that little outdoor thing he did a couple years ago.
He's done that a couple times now, hasn't he?
I thought it was only the once, but maybe I'm...
Was it the once? I
thought it was 2016, and I don't think he's done it since, but I'm not sure.
Maybe he was just there hanging out, and I assumed he was...
Yeah,
doing something.
I'm not sure. We'd have to. We will absolutely get him back here for a return interview after all of this because I really want to get his perspective from dude on stage perspective. I want to know what that's like there. Anyway, he kind of makes a little bit more sense, but be prepared for you know, deep house kind of DJ business from him. And then Lindsey Stirling is all about forest fairies running around and looking like Zelda all the time. Like, and she's really talented, like super talented, an amazing fiddlist. Is that what they're called? A violinist. Thank you.
A fiddlist. I like that.
She's really, you know, well, she has
fiddler. I think fiddler works, right?
Yeah, she's a good fiddler. Let's put it that way.
Okay, or not. Let's not.
Okay, Scott, she's not a good fiddler. Let's not put it that way. She's from, so she's kind of a local favorite around here. She went to BYU. She's kind of a Utah favorite. And so her explosion of fame on YouTube was celebrated quite greatly around here. I have no problem with her. But what I would like to get to, the whole point of me coming from train down to Lindsay is to say this. It feels like the metal has left Blizzard. They don't have that anymore. Was Morheim the last bastion? Like, where's Samwise? Doesn't he have a vote at the table? Doesn't he get to put his hand up and go, has anyone tried calling Billy Joel? What's his name? And get Green Day in here.
What?
Like, have you got
Billy Joel? Did you say Billy Joel?
I meant Joe. Metal? I meant Joe. I said Joel. I meant Joe. Did I say Joel?
Oh, Joe. Okay.
I meant Joe.
It crossed my brain because I'm such a giant Green Day fan that I was like, yeah, you're talking about a piano man.
Yeah, we don't want Billy Joel. We don't want him. But Billy Joe from Green Day, has anyone called any other cool band? Are we just, is this the future now that Morheim, bassist for the Elite Torn Chieftain, Chris Metzen, a big metalhead in his own right, other people have just kind of moved on, and all you got left is Samwise sitting there just with his long hair going, but he's probably just like, got his head hung low. Saying, oh my gosh, Train is playing this year. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. And save your emails. I don't think Scott was necessarily saying that Green Day is metal. But
No. Not at all.
At least in the wheelhouse, right? In the wheelhouse of Muse and Blink-182.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I mean, honestly, not to trash talk Blizzard, because obviously we do enough of that on this show. I think they get who they can get, right? Maybe. Unless they really don't care, which is also possible. But
yeah, it just seemed like there was a somewhat of a through line. I think is the point Scott and I are trying to make over the course of BlizzCon, like from Ozzy to Foo Fighters to Tenacious D, even Weird Al. It's like, okay, I see the through line here. But Train just confuses me.
I think it might have been about budget. At some point, they were like, you know what? Maybe we don't need to pay, you know, $400,000 for this, however much they pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's about that. And as good as they are, Lindsay and Christian and Express Train.
Mm-hmm. Express Train.
Yeah. Just are a little bit less expensive. Yeah. So maybe that's what it is.
Well, I think you're probably right, or they just, I mean, this is very last minute, mind you. It's like a week away and they've finally announced it. So I have a feeling that they really got down to crunch and just had to make some hard decisions. I don't know. I mean, I don't have any insider on this, but
Matuba in the chat room says it's cheaper to stream Train songs on Twitch.
He's probably right. It's cheaper to do covers of Train songs on Twitch. But the way I see it is we probably should get used to this idea that the days that Metallica are your headliner at BlizzCon are probably no longer. I mean, they've gone through the bands we all really care about or would want to see. I'm sure there are others I'm not thinking of, but they are kind of down to like, well, who else do we call? Well, who's available? Well, I don't know. We got a week. We got to decide. Okay, well, Kirsten's always cool. See if he's up for it. And I'll bet there was something. Let's mix it up and have some diversity. Let's get Lindsay in there. And then while we're at it, Train. That'll be the headliners. Train, they said to themselves. That's the part I can't get around. The other two, I totally get. Totally get it. They're fine. I still say Dead Mouse is the better pick, but whatever. Go ahead.
They do sound a bit, not sound, but feel a little bit out of place. Like if they had Christian Nern and Lindsay, sorry, what's her last
Lindsay
name?
Lindsay Stirling.
Stirling. And another like community band type thing or like from the someone that's more in that vein, I think it would have made more sense. But Train kind of like I can't even okay if they had Jonathan Colton
oh yeah
and yeah. the other two, you know, that would have been fine. You're like, oh yeah, three. So it's really Train that you don't like. It's not the idea that they don't have big names anymore.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think that that's the trick. Mm-hmm. If it was somebody like Garrett kept saying, it's something closer to the through line we've seen over the last few years. And I think mm-hmm. Colton would have fit. I mean, not that we just need everyone to be a nerd or a metalhead. And there's nothing wrong with us branching out.
Yeah, I don't like metal, so.
Oh, Patrick, we're going to have a long
time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We're going to have to talk about Nashville. We're going to have to talk about metal. Now, what else?
I was hoping for Iron Maiden, Dragon Force. let's see. I would even, I would like them to go the opposite of Train and like go Darkest Hour.
Ooh.
Like, that would be cool.
Yeah. Five Finger Death Punch.
They could have resurrected Freddie Mercury and have Queen on stage, for example.
Why not?
I don't know, The Doors or any other.
The Doors. The Doors. You know, The Doors, they've done a lot since they lost what's his name. It's been
Really would like to thank Blizzard for booking Train, because I never have any other reason to spew hate about that band, and it's been a lot of fun the last couple of days.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's really renewed your you've got a new fresh cooldown on your on your Train hate.
Yeah, hadn't thought about it since 2009 when I was working retail and had to listen to Soul Sister 10 times a day.
Nobody has thought about them since 2009. That's our entire point. It's fine, whatever. A chat room's throwing out lots of great names. I'd even take
Ace of Base.
Yeah, Ace of Base, Information Society.
ABBA would be awesome.
ABBA, I mean, they're still rock. But they're still alive. They're good. They could do it.
Oh God, Patrick, you and I are not friends at the end of this episode.
I mean, honestly, at least it's fun. ABBA is fun. Not. Don't tell me it wouldn't be fun.
No, nope.
I wouldn't go see them anyway. Who goes to BlizzCon to see the band?
No,
right?
You're right.
You don't care. It's just to comment about.
ABBA was actually blacklisted at my wedding. The DJ was given strict instructions.
Oh, I mean,
even if it was requested.
Don't play ABBA at a wedding.
Yeah,
no. I'm not. Everyone, what am I? Some kind of barbarian? You don't play ABBA at a wedding. Well, but honestly, who would be better, ABBA or Train?
ABBA.
Equally terrible.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Okay, you're Patrick, we're friends again.
You're too young to appreciate the campy fun of ABBA.
Yeah, but Patrick and I are friends again. We're friends again, everybody. We've come back together.
There you go.
Yeah.
What I learned today is that everything is too loud for Patrick.
Yeah, well, that there might be.
It wakes the baby. Mm. Well, we're not going to get any of that. We're going to get what we're getting,
or
and it's
some
fine.
Weird Icelandic band like Moom or of Monsters and Men.
Or Bjork.
Or, you know, that kind of thing.
How about that Bjork lady? What's she doing?
She's probably a bit expensive, I think.
You think so? I don't know.
Bjork?
Man. Yeah.
It's got to cost a lot of money to record those whale sounds for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Captain Kirk heard when he went to save him. Anyway, we're going to get what we're going to get. And as usual, I'm probably not going to the concert regardless who it is. So that was all for not for me either way.
That's the funny thing, right? It's like at the end of the day, it's like I've only seen three of the BlizzCon acts in the many years I've gone.
Yeah, I saw Foo Fighters. I saw. Actually, that might be it. I think I skipped the rest. See,
what are you all talking about?
I know. We kind of don't. What we're trying to do.
It's fun to crap on music you don't like, Patrick. It's
right.
fun.
Plus, we're caring on behalf of the listeners so that they can live their fantasies through us, Patrick. Fiddler on the Roof.
Right. No, I understand.
All right. The other thing was I just get the feeling, and I don't want to make too much of this just because of the band, but I just wonder if the change of guard, meaning Morheim stepping down and retiring, new people in his position, Brack, you know, filling that hole, and just kind of a general shift of people around since last BlizzCon, some to secret projects and so on, if we're not going to feel like this event might just feel tonally different. And by tonally, I just mean, you know, it's new people. It's different. It's going to be different. Like having Jalen Brack up on stage where he isn't just talking about one or two things is different. And so I want to know what that's going to feel
like. When you say you wonder if it's going to be tonally different, and by tonally you mean different, what you're really saying is you wonder if the show is going to be different, right?
Look, if you're going to dissect my... You're absolutely correct.
No, actually. I don't want to dissect anything of yours.
No,
sorry. Move on.
No, you're.
I mean, the main stage is like long ways and not wide anymore. It's already going to feel different walking into the Mythic Hall.
Oh, that's true, isn't it? I forgot about that.
Last year,
No.
Was it
no, last year was still wide. It was still the same old stage they've had for over a decade.
You're right.
That is how could Morheim let that happen before he left? He should have that's it. I don't like Blizzard anymore.
You're right. Used to be.
I don't like change, guys.
So chat room, take a look at this. Here's the floor map. You're totally right. It didn't hit me until now. That where's Mythic? Mythic's this one. That used to be. Yeah, that's a long. It's a long audience and not a wide one anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird. Okay,
maybe they can fit more people that way.
Either that, or they're giving better prominence to each of the major stages, so the World of Warcraft, Heroes of the Storm, and StarCraft stage get, you know, a lot better coverage. Overwatch still gets their thing. Yeah,
Kyle reminded me yesterday, and I can't believe I forgot about this, but he reminded me on Into the Nexus yesterday that last year was the first year that they jumped from stage to stage for each franchise.
Oh,
during the opening ceremony,
right?
And so it kind of makes more sense to me.
He notices weird details like that. Have you noticed that about him? He's a detail guy.
I was sitting there being like, how the hell did I not even think about that? Because it was such a big deal last year. I felt like it was all we could talk about for the opening ceremony was how different it was and how flawless they executed it.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job. I don't know. It's just a thought. Things could be not weird in a bad way.
Diablo demo near the main stage thing, right? On the Mythic stage.
Correct. And it's also the Mythic stage is the what's next for Diablo that goes right after the keynote, which I still say is super suspicious, even though they've tempered our expectations.
Did you see what Brandy Camel tweeted?
Was it something about Blizmebos or something? What was the deal?
She tweeted something wicked this way comes at some point. And obviously it doesn't have anything to do with Halloween. It's a teaser for something Diablo related.
Whoa.
Clearly. She keeps doing it and she's, you know, getting us on this emotional roller coaster. Or is there going to be something? Is there not going to be something? Now she's making it seem like there will be. It's unbearable. I can't stand it.
Well, maybe she just really likes Something Wicked This Way Comes, the movie, because there's a film by that name. Maybe that's all she's saying.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
He likes the song from Harry Potter with the frogs.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I just, all I'm saying is there's no way that that Mythic stage time that they've been given right after the keynote, there's no way it's nothing. And there's no way it's just, look at the Switch version. I swear it's more. It has to be more, you guys. I know this is me being conspiratorial and super holding out for all the possibilities, but you don't give them the Mythic stage right after if you don't have something big to say.
No, I agree. There has to be something. The question, there's got to be something. Are we doing this again? There's got to be something, just not Diablo 4.
I wasn't here. The week that the schedule was posted, and B, the epic walk back of hype. Like they, I don't know about you. Like you're. I feel like you're underselling it. They took my expectations out back and shot them.
Right. No, they did. They did. The body's still there. It's rotting in the sun. Its eyes are all bulging out.
That was the mood. Just
So I don't know, man. I think it's going to be like here's the Netflix series. Enjoy an episode, everybody. Surprise. Well, you get to watch the first episode of the Netflix.
They can't do that.
No,
I think that's it. I think it's big enough to have it at BlizzCon, but if they're not announcing another Diablo game.
The Netflix series?
What else is there? If they're not announcing
a game. Diablo game. It's going to be a Diablo game.
What they're going to do.
It's going to be a Diablo game, just not Diablo 4.
Here's what they're going to do. My new prediction, and someone in the chat room just echoed it, Win the Fox. Expansion of Diablo 3 as games, as a service, and more content. The idea that Diablo may live on with some sort of content play until whatever the future is, but there is going to be more Diablo all the time, putting it more in line with something like Path of Exile in terms of content release and that sort of stuff. That's what I'm hoping
they
for.
They would need to change so many things in Diablo in order for it to continue, because they've milked, I've been saying it for years, they've milked those systems so much that it's difficult to, you know, to keep an expansion. Basically, an expansion is a level reset, and then you start doing greater rifts again. It needs to be a different something.
Yeah, I don't want them to.
I don't think it will be an expansion.
I agree. They have milked
they're changing
it.
The game so much.
Yeah, they've milked it pretty hard. No question. I don't disagree with you there. The bigger question for me is just, can they extend the life of 3 in whatever meantime there is between now and what's next? Or is 3 just a building block to what's next? Like, it's possible that 3 evolves more, upgrades more, engine upgrades, all these sorts of things in a more timed out fashion and becomes the service that we're all asking for. It's possible they've thought a lot about what that means in terms of changing things up from the teats they've milked to death, like you referred to. I guess you didn't say teat. You didn't say teat, did you?
I mean,
I put the teat in his mouth. Wait a minute.
I don't think you're necessarily off base, this guy. Because to me, I look at Diablo 3 and I think it doesn't look terrible. Like, it's not an ugly game. I'm with folks in the chat room who are saying like the character screen looks rough. I mean, yeah, it still looks pretty bad up close. But when you're playing the game itself, it still looks fine. So I wouldn't be against Diablo 3 in its current form as a games as a service. But I'm also with Patrick saying like that would be a lot of work. And if you are right, why is Blizzard walking it back so much? Because I think that's what a lot of us are wanting is like Diablo. We just want to keep playing because there's enough
Diablo expansion. No, that's not what people want.
Well, we want 4, but I would play more Diablo, whatever form it comes in. I'm ready for it. And I mean, it can't just be another season.
A new character pack. I can see
would get
like a full expansion with 10 more levels.
It would get booed.
That's not what Scott was suggesting. He was saying it ushers it into a new age of Diablo 3 where it's more of a game as a service.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying this is 100% like perfect logic or anything. I'm just saying I'm more and more convinced that Diablo 3 itself is getting something major, and it's more than a character pack. It's more than just a new randomized zone. It's going to be more
like
than that.
There'd be a riot if it was just a character pack.
Oh, if it's just a character pack, we're all going to poop our pants and then throw whatever we pooped at the stage. That's what's going to happen. Right there in Hall D, dude. They're going to get a load of poop right on the stage. So
you would be like actively annoyed by a character pack?
I mean,
I wouldn't. I would just move on with my life, which has been the story of Diablo 3 since Reaper of Souls fizzled out.
But the thing is, if you get a character pack, you get a new type of gameplay with a new class, right? If you get an expansion, you get 10 levels, and then you start doing the same thing again. I don't understand why people would be excited about an expansion unless they drastically overhaul the gameplay features, which I don't think they're going to do at this point. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think I don't think anyone
here is really advocating for just a bare bones expansion, just, you know, Reaper of Souls 2. That's not what I'm asking for.
I don't know about complete overhaul.
You're really dealing in absolutes today.
I'm wondering, sorry I interrupted you, but I was wondering what you were getting at.
Well, let's put it this way, if they I've always said this and I'll stand by it, if they came even close to what Path of Exile has in terms of breadth of content, but it played like Diablo 3. In other words, the way the classes work, the way the runes are and all that stuff, you know, I just kept moving on there. And there maybe new stuff is introduced over time, but they just had more to do, more places to go, more ways to play the game. We kind of World of Warcraft it a bit in terms of like there's a billion ways to play it. You just pick the one you want to do. If they started doing that, that would be a huge, huge important thing. And I would be very happy about it. But I also agree, Patrick, that requires a whole lot of commitment and then execution. So I don't know that they're prepared to make that commitment either. I don't know. Blizzard seems like the kind of company that, on the one hand, with WoW, for example, they're never going to make a WoW 2 because that just splits your player base. And it's already weird with Classic. Like, it's already strange with like legacy servers. Go ask EverQuest how EverQuest 2 worked for them. Go ask the RuneScape, why old school RuneScape is the most popular form of RuneScape now. Like, they know that this, and so them making a next generation new engine, whatever, WoW, is never going to happen. With Diablo in the traditional retail way, yeah, it makes sense. You make a 4, it performs like 3 did, everybody loves it, it's got new stuff, and then you want 5. They could do that, but I don't feel like that's the future of these kinds of games. The future of these kinds of games, I think, is much closer to the Path of Exile model and others. They're not the only ones doing it, but I don't like how Path of Exile plays. I love how Diablo plays, but I want as much content as Path of Exile has. But Path of Exile has been making that content for like 7 years now, so it's not really fair to even compare those two. So I don't know. All I know at the end of the day is they've got the mythic stage after the keynote. It has to be more than this plays good on the Switch.
Yes, of course. But I think I'm coming around a little bit to your way of looking at it, and it could be possible to change Diablo in a way that would make it like, yeah, a game as a service type thing. I'm wondering if they would ever do that, though, because the game is really old and I'm not sure people would be super excited for this, but it would be possible. I agree.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Still fresh on the mind, this Diablo business. Let's get to some World of Warcraft stuff. It's also BlizzCon related. Here's what we know about WoW Classic right around BlizzCon. Everybody with a virtual ticket should be able to try the demo after the opening ceremony. So as soon as the opening ceremony ends, you should be able to do it, and you can preload it so that it's ready to go, and you should just be timed and ready to go. I'll be very curious to see how that goes in terms of like stability and whether people have problems or not. The ultimate irony is a classic version of WoW has connection issues. The first day is going to be kind of a hoot. Anyway, there are no new character models, so don't expect those.
It's a feature. It's built in.
Right.
You have to have the proper experience.
Well, that's part of why it's timed. There was a blue post saying that it's more or less it's a concern from them of server load. And that it sounds like they have tools to dial that back if not as many people are playing.
Mm. Yeah, they've learned so many lessons over the years. I think they're going to do the best they possibly can here, but there's going to be a lot of curiosity. And then a big drop off. So I'm sure that they've scaled themselves to handle that, I hope, anyway. So we'll see. And also, they kind of know the potential of how many total could try it because it's based on your virtual ticket, and they know how many of those have sold. So if you sold 50,000 virtual tickets, you know that you have the potential of 50,000 concurrent users. They can plan around
that. I guess
some
people could buy it when the demo is available, but mostly.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, you could have an uptick, but
we'll see how that goes. They say no new character models. They say no DirectX 12 support yet. So I don't know why people are that worried about.
In the data mining, the HD models are listed in the data. They're just not usable. Like, there's no option to actually turn them on.
Yeah. So you're getting what you wanted, everybody out there. You want the old jaggedy looking 4-polygon orc. You're going to get him. Like, that's who you're getting.
I mean, they're still using the current engine, right? Because there are some things like colorblind mode and a bunch of little UI and interface stuff that...
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure infrastructure-wise, it makes more sense to use the current engine than the old one because they have the servers. So I think for that, there will be people who are going to be complaining because they wanted, like, none of the... ease of use things and quality of life changes.
Yeah, even something like 16 by 9 versus 4x3.
Right.
They said something in that post about how 4x3 or 16 by 9 is absolutely totally possible for anybody who wants it because we now live in an era where all our screens are wide. And so if you want to play 4x3, you can, just like you can with regular WoW. You just go change your resolution. But it's not locked there. It's not, you know, it's not that you can't go widescreen. So some of that stuff is just, hey, we live in 2018. What are you going to do? Kind of things. And otherwise, they just give you an old copy of the client and let you go to town on it.
I want all of the modern graphical options, and then I want a hotkey that will turn it all off instantly and show me old WoW.
Like the Halo remasters.
Yeah, the Halo remasters. That's what I want for classic WoW.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
That's cool. Just hit the tilde and everything would just go look like garbage, and then hit it again. It's all back to...
And you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to just play in HD because it looks better.
Yeah. Like, and you all are. I know that I have this argument all the time with people, and there's a bunch of you out there who are hearing this going, no, I want the raw-ass 2004 experience. I think you're weird. I'm just going to make a judgment. You're weird.
I want to be able to play that way for like an hour, and then I want to be able to get going.
Well, yeah, I have all kinds of curiosity.
On the flip side, though, because like, are they going to go in and update all the armor? Because then you're going to have this amazing-looking character model with 5-pixel leather bra. Like, it's going to look... bad.
You know, it goes beyond graphics, though. Like, even if you could play with the original graphics for an hour and then go back to the modern graphics, the issues with the game go beyond just graphics. And I think if you're not going to be happy with it, you're not going to be happy with it for more than just the graphics issues. What I'm trying to say is you won't play it for more than an hour, even with nice graphics.
Yeah.
I mean, an hour or a little bit, but...
I mean, that's your opinion. I think there's enough people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Scott's saying, I'm going to make a judgment call. You all suck. It's my opinion.
I think I'm going to have the same experience, is what I'm saying. But there's enough people playing on private servers right now that clearly there's enough people out there that want this.
Yeah.
Is my point.
I guess what I was trying to say is I think those people want the pristine original experience that this might not end up being, right? That this is too modernized for them.
Mm. Yeah, entirely possible. And that's where the argument's going to be. We're going to get emails about that, and I'm happy to field them. And I'm excited. Look, I'm going to give this thing its fair shot. I'm going to try it there on the floor. I'm going to try it when it's available to everybody at home later. Like, this is a thing I'm going to get my feet into. I just don't think it's going to hold me very long. And that's just me. I know there are people out there, there are people in the chat today that are so hyped on this. They are so ready for Classic. And I am stoked for them. I wish I felt as excited about it as they do.
I think many of them are going to be excited indeed and are going to play. But I also think a non-insignificant part of those people are actually excited, genuinely excited. And then they're going to play and they're going to go like, oh. And then they're going to stop.
Yeah. They're going to get molten cord is what's going to happen.
God.
Yeah. Remember that? Fun. Everybody was so hyped for that molten core thing to come back. It came back. We all ran it and we all got out and went, oh my gosh, I'm never going near that thing again. Like, I'm not going to go close to it. So, I have my own predictions, but we'll see what happens. Someone in the chat said, compatibility, they haven't really talked about. And my guess is because it's running on the more modern engine, it's not going to, you're not going to get 2004 specs back. Like, you're not going to be able to go whip out your Pentium 3 or whatever it was in 04. Yeah. I don't remember.
Maybe. I mean, graphics-wise, it shouldn't be too demanding.
Yeah, but...
they're using the graphics from...
But do you think there are people who still just... either they have an old computer they've just been having hang around in its current state and they've just been waiting for this grand day? Or do you think they...
No.
They've all upgraded. They've all got something better now. So there may be an old Mac or something that may be better to run it, because that's a different animal.
I think computers that can't run current WoW at low settings, admittedly, are very, very, very rare. Right. So I don't think you would need, for 99% of people, that wouldn't change much. It's not like, oh, I can't play WoW, but that Classic Edition I can, so I'm going to start, 99% of people can play WoW already.
Right. By the way, Rockstar 2K, which I can only assume is Red Dead Redemption's Rockstar. I'm just going to assume that one of the devs from that team is here in the chat. Says, Classic isn't Classic if you don't have a 90-minute queue to log into the game. That'll be the true test on day one, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, man, if I've got a 90-minute wait time by a meeting stone for a healer, it's Classic WoW. It's fine.
No, you're right. That's all. We now know all that Garrett needs, a long-ass time at the meeting stone. Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to it. I do not think it's going to take me away from modern WoW, but I'm glad that it's being made because I do want to be able to go back and experience that. So
I have since you said things that take you away from modern WoW, I'd like to just make an admission here. I have now hit the stage of the expansion where very little is interesting me except for raiding with my friends. And this happens
every expansion.
I think it happens to a lot of people, but we hit a certain stage and it's like, okay, I don't want to grind rep anymore. I don't want to work on alts anymore. I don't want to do the boring worky work stuff. I really just want to go strategize and kill bosses and stuff like that. Now, that being said, new patch comes out. I get stoked about that again and I get into whatever, external stuff there is, but I am absolutely at that stage again. And it kind of bums me out because it always happens. This took longer for me to feel that way, but that's where I'm at right now. And I'm loving it, but I'm loving it. I really hammered like
less.
Yeah, Garrett and I were texting during the week, and he's like, "Well, you went alt crazy," and I did, and I may have caused a little bit of that alt burnout. May have hit me a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's because I did the same thing to myself in Legion, which I loved Legion. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the greatest expansions that I ever put out. Mm-hmm. But I went all crazy and really burnt myself out. But I think your timing's just about right, man. Like 8.1's not that far out. Like if there's a time to like hit a bit of a wall, I think you're just about in line with the cadence of the game.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Oh, and you didn't put in the notes the big spoilers from 8.1 with the big choice. Did you see that?
No, did I? How did I miss? When did that happen? I missed it. I hate missing things. So
there's data mining happening, and I'm not going to spoil. But there is one thing that is quite substantial in WoW gameplay terms. You're going to be able to make a choice, and that choice will might be substantial for the rest of your experience in the game. Mm. Like you have a role-playing game type choice thing happening.
Wow. And you a big story connected thing?
Yeah.
I assume. Okay.
Yeah. It's not I mean, I don't know that it's spoiling. It's kind of what this has been leading up to. Should I say it? It's not.
Well, I mean, is it
we could just tell listeners to jump ahead 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
Let's
give it. I think it's gonna be everywhere because it's not like it's what the whole storyline has been leading up to, essentially. And you will know. Okay, I'm just going to say it. If you don't want to know, skip 5 minutes, but you will know by, you know, if you follow this show or anything WoW related, you will know. Right. Essentially, they are going to be asking you to choose between Sourfang and Sylvanas.
Oh, so it's a Horde choice.
And that might have an impact for, you know, the rest of the game. And that's if you're a Horde. I don't think the Alliance is going to have a similarly important choice, but maybe.
No, they still have just their little weenie boy king. Just kidding, sorry everybody, he's fine.
And since we have in 8.2 we have a you know, different experience for Horde and Alliance, it could make sense that they would create a different experience for, you know, other things as well.
It like, sounds like a third faction, sounds like a Forsaken faction to me. So that sounds like third faction in the game. Finally, someone asked for it.
No,
we got it.
What? Yeah, no, that's not what it is. It's the fight for the Horde.
Yeah, but look at this. Look at it this way. Sourfang, true heart of the true Horde, the Horde of old, the Horde of honor, the Horde of the orcs. Then you got Sylvanas Windtree over there poking everybody in the butt with a hard stick going, eh.
You call her Windtree?
Yeah.
It sounds like a farting tree from Harry Potter. Yeah, right next to the Whomping Willow is the Wind Tree. Watch out for that one.
Exactly. So she's over there going, rah, everything sucks and we should all die. And until you die, you don't know what it's like to live, rah, whatever. And so now she's got her own ideas, and her ideas are very Forsaken. Like that, she's the leader of the Forsaken. I think this is a split that is the start or in potentially the beginning of a third faction, a thing people have been begging for in the game since vanilla, except for those that only want to stay in vanilla and never go anywhere else but vanilla. So forget about them for a minute. Everyone else has been asking for this.
That a third faction makes no gameplay sense.
Well, why? Why? How come?
What do you do when you have a third faction? You create like battlegrounds between the two different, like it brings nothing. It brings nothing.
It brings a story-based something. It gives people who like the direction of Sylvanas right now, gives them a place to go and to lock in and to say, yeah, I'm all in on her vision.
More player buckets to create different things for, different currencies, different everything.
Well, that doesn't have to be. Maybe they simplify some of that. They don't have the language barrier thing anymore. They don't, you know, there's things they could take out that would... Obviously, there are repercussions. You're right. But... it's an interesting thought. And
I mean, if this is the bullet point we're on, I have been advocating for doing away with faction divisions for years now because it always happens in Warcraft stories. Mm. Oh, yeah, we hate each other. Oh, big bad, time to join forces. We're an alliance fighting side by side. Why is it even there anymore? You should just have whatever race you want to play on, whatever faction you want to be on.
And if Patrick's right about there being no point to having a third faction, and I don't necessarily disagree with you, like what would be the actual reason or point to doing it, then why have the choice? Like does this also neuter any repercussions from that choice of picking Sourfang over what's her name?
It means you choose what the Horde is going to be. Hmm. Is it going to be the homicidal maniac Sylvanas Horde in the future, or is it going to be the honorable orc horde?
Yeah, but we're not going to be able to.
It's an MMO. How much can it really affect the world?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. That's the whole point. Maybe they go with the choice of the majority.
That is something very unusual and interesting, and I would be very curious to see if that's what they're planning. If the choice is actually a vote for what future Horde leader we want, and then they craft the game to be that, that's really interesting and also a little antithetical to normal Blizzard behavior, because they usually they are of the mind that we're going to craft a thing that we know you're going to like, and we're going to make it, and we know you're going to like what we've made, and so here's the thing we've made. This is them saying, okay, we're making a thing, but we're going to let you make a major decision that we'll then base the rest of the game on and make from that point forward based on your vote. Like, that's a big deal if they do that. I'd be really curious.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd be super curious about that. If they end up doing that, that'd be super.
I mean, I don't think they're going to do it that much. Maybe it's going to be like you choose and you participate in some things or you don't, depending on the choice you've made. Like, there's an extra boss or... But you run with Sourfang for the raid for 8.2 or something like that.
Yeah.
But
the election memes alone are going to be worth whatever they're doing here. Like, people are going to have a really good blast. Like, someone in the chat room just said, Daniel J. Newman says, do you really want a boy pusher as your war chief? Meaning Zappy Boy.
A boy pusher?
Yeah. Remember Sourfang pushed Zappy Boy into the dirt. Just shoved him down.
Do you
really want an abusive... a monstrosity orc man who just shoves an up and coming little troll, whatever he is. What's his class?
The reason of that person for not selecting the murderous banshee queen is protecting human rights and decency.
Exactly, that's the point.
It makes complete sense.
That's
it
what I'm saying. Look what you've just done.
Please put together. Like an entire takedown political like attack ad against Sourfang at the very end. I approve this message.
And I'd kill you just if I felt like it. Yeah, no, that's exactly the deal. Like, I think people are going to have fun with this in a way that's what Blizzard's planning on. So I'm very excited about it. Let's have some fun.
Sourfang wants orc pride, but he took his shoulders off. Do you want an orc that doesn't wear shoulders?
Yeah. Do you really want an orc who's not willing to protect his shoulders? And you could do it in black and white, that part, and all slow-mo and dumb. Oh, man.
Yeah, when he takes... I mean, you know it's going to happen.
Just
when
zooms in on the shoulder armor being removed.
I'm making one. That's it. I'm making one. That's it. I'm going to do it.
Oh, good.
I'm making an anti... I'm going to go... even though I really like Sourfang, I'm going to go anti-Sourfang in my video, I think. It's going to be a pro. Hey,
you do both, man. Then you have a Sylvanas one.
All right.
It's like, want a Horde leader that lies with a human, even if it's an undead human?
What if we could get, like, the... We need the voice actors to do a approve this message thing somehow. What if we could get them to do that? Just need their voice. Don't need anything else. Just like have whoever does Sylvanas record a little phone call and have her go, I'm Sylvanas Windrunner and I approve this message. That would be
Just make sure at the end of Sourfangs you have like a Stormwind guard in the background saying it's feeding time or whatever.
Right. Right. Okay. This is a great idea. A couple other things about this demo. There's a time limit to how long you can play before the demo, or play it before you have to take a break. So they have some kind of weird time limit. They don't get into details on that so much.
I think it's just the standard time limit for all BlizzCon demos, right? It's always it's made so you don't spend, you know, your whole life in there and get people waiting in queue, which obviously doesn't make sense for people who are playing at home, but.
This is what I was talking about earlier. There was a blue post where they said that it was to help server load. That's why the time limit is in place for the demo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they also select portions of the game that are usually 20 minutes to run through. So even if you can play longer, it might be different here, but it might not really be worth it.
They also before you have to take
really
a break.
I'm really bumming that Dead Mines isn't playable.
Yeah, you really want that, don't you?
Yeah,
Deadmines.
Deadmines.
Level 15 is where you start, and you are capped at 19. So it's not a ton of levels, although in classic terms, that is actually a lot of levels.
I was about to say.
It's about, 15 hours of game time?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. It's a lot, actually, now that you mention it.
If you were playing a hunter like I was and didn't realize you could give your pet talents, mm-hmm. Yeah, it took forever.
Oh, here's a bit that will speak to the compatibility issue. The game client is 64-bit only. It has battle.net integration, better widescreen support. You have right click to report and other tools to keep gameplay fair. So some of that stuff moves forward. There's a classic button in the video settings that sets all of the sliders to the levels that were equivalent to the options available in 2004's launch game. So it's kind of like what you're asking for, Garrett, but not exactly. It's more of an approximation of what things may have looked like draw distance and that sort of stuff, but you can adjust those things.
Yeah, it looks like there's more, to what I remember, it looks like there's more options than we had in vanilla. But and then there's also just a classic button in the interface for or the graphics options in the system pane.
Yeah. That probably end up, you know what, someone if this has mod support, and classic had mod support, so will someone make a mod that's an instant switcher that you don't have to go into the menu?
I hope so. Yeah, because I would really, like that.
Yeah.
But I'm also hoping that they eventually give us HD character models because it's there in the data. They just need to turn it on.
Yeah, it sounds the fact that
everything else will look horrible. It will be really weird.
It will be weird.
Well, I don't know. It's something like if it's successful, like I would be kind of stoked. You know, if it's successful, and it's worth Blizzard putting the time in. It'd be cool if they went in and up-resed all the old armor.
Yeah.
Hell, a lot of that armor has gotten redone versions over the course of World of Warcraft.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm talking about even the environment. You know, if you go to Westfall.
I mean, you go to Westfall now, it doesn't look that great. But
yeah, but it's been remade for Cataclysm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the ground texture is still old, crappy vanilla ground texture.
I think it's better than vanilla. When they remade it for Cataclysm, they improved it.
No, have you seen a tree? Have you seen a tree in Old World lately? It's pretty much the same tree model.
Trees have issues everywhere that isn't new. Yeah. Like when we did the Dark Shore stuff for the lead up to this expansion, those trees were shit donkeys.
Yeah, it's still vanilla trees.
Yeah, they're terrible trees.
The ground textures are still old. Like they may have added more foliage, but it's still old vanilla foliage.
Right. But here's the thing. Okay. If you guys ever played EverQuest, I did some. When they updated all the models in EverQuest, they didn't update the world geometry at all. And that was weird. It was like discordant because you'd have these relatively nicely made new models walking around on what looked like 1992 garbage textures. Like it was really a shocking combination. I think it's still kind of like that now. Like I think it's still sort of looks that way, but I don't like
I'm
that.
I'm thinking of the pre-patch for Lich King, because that was when we got Cast Shadows and a huge draw distance increase. And I remember just going out to Negrand and cranking all that stuff up and being like, damn,
yeah,
it's a huge improvement. And it's not like Negrand suddenly had better like grass texture or anything. It was the same Negrand ever, but just the increase in draw distance and the real-time Cast Shadows really added a lot. And so that's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not saying they need to get in there and make Westfall look like stuff we're playing here in BFA.
Right.
I wouldn't mind better draw distance and depth of field and that kind of stuff.
I have a friend who's super into the idea of Classic. He can't wait for it. It's his most anticipated Blizzard thing. We've been playing Blizzard games for as long as I've known him. He's really excited about it and really wants to just stay in that era. But this same guy is mad at his dad because his dad still plays Medal of Honor on his PC, which came out in like, I don't know, 01 or something. And refuses to play any other shooters. There's such a disconnect there. It's like, no, let him have his ancient thing, because that's all you want too there, dude. Like, I just want to put that out there. Let me put that out in the little gamer ether. If you want to play this ancient thing, that's awesome. You should be able to, and Blizzard's going to make it so you can. And if you want to play modern new video games, then you should do that too. I just think we need to get off this wagon of like, everybody's doing it wrong or doing it right or whatever. Just have your classic and have your modern and do whatever you want to do, man. Do what you got to do. Look at that Zen moment we just had. All right, let's move on. Final note here. Nothing. That's it. Oh, there's a blog post and there's a whole bunch of additional details. So if you want to go read all those, Garrett was referring to it earlier, read through it and stuff. Hey, news, hitting brand new news. Probably because he was working on the Diablo team and something got delayed. So now he's back on the WoW team. I don't know. That's my current theory, but Brian Holinka is back on the WoW team. Very briefly was on something secret and then back. He confirmed it on Twitter. We had a little back and forth with him and seems like he is excited to be back with those folks. You can read into that what you want. Personally, I don't, because who knows how things work internally there at Blizzard. So it's really hard to read into, but I'm happy to have Holinka back there. I think he's awesome. He's one of my favorite people at Blizzard. Any thoughts, feelings about what he may have been working on or whether you like that he's back or not?
I was just my only hot take on this was, where did he go? Because I don't know what he was doing.
Nobody does, right?
That's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
My guess would be he went to the incubator, and the game he was working on was they decided it wasn't gonna go forward with it.
It could be.
So he went back to.
I mean, I assume it wasn't gonna be. I assume it was. Well, we don't know anything about this incubator thing either. Like, there's so much of that that we don't know, and I think that we're way on a metagame here of following specific devs at Blizzard around in a way that you don't normally. So this is just like a normal shift for any company where somebody moves from one department to another. It's not that big a deal.
I think it's fair to assume, and it's still an assumption, but I think it's fair to assume that incubator is going to have multiple projects. And the whole point of it is that not all of them are going to go forward, especially since at Blizzard, you know, big projects sometimes don't go forward. So it's the explanation that makes the most sense, I think. Which doesn't mean it's the only one possible or that it's the correct one. But if you had to bet money on it, my advice would be that's the bet you should take.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, we really like Brian. So excited to see him at BlizzCon again. He wasn't there last year. He was running a marathon. He's also super buff now and makes us all embarrassed to call ourselves living creatures. But
everyone at Blizzard seems to be becoming living orcs. Like, yeah. Every Blizzard friend I have that works there is like doing CrossFit on their Instagram and making me feel like a puny.
I know they're going crazy, and they have a whole CrossFit like thing there, like a group, kind of like they have. You know, they got their D&D groups and their Magic the Gathering groups and all that. And they've got these groups of people that just work out all day, or not all day, but you know, work out
how
together.
How can
and
you
stuff.
Play D&D if you crush your 20-sided die every time you pick them up?
That's what I'm saying. That's not good. That's a terrible roll. That's rolling a natural one every time.
The only way to write a roll is zero.
Yeah. D&D humor.
Crush or die.
D&D humor, everybody. Okay. Enough about that. Nighthawk Pro Gaming from Netgear. I have one of these routers. It's fantastic. How fantastic? It's rated 2018's top performing gaming router by PC Gamer and IGN. There's really no question that online gaming demands a stable and low latency connection. You've all learned that over time, right? Running multiple connected devices will cause network congestion. That's just the way it is, and most gateways simply can't handle that. Switching your existing gateway or router to an XR500 gaming router will improve your online gaming connectivity. It's the easiest way to improve your online gaming experience, and it has the biggest impact. I found this to be true. Life got better for me. You shouldn't have to compete with other online services, or devices rather, for bandwidth. Save the competition for the game. This router creates an express lane just for your gaming. It gives you incredible speed and no lag. With the high-performance gaming router, you have complete control over your gaming experience. The XR500 is purpose-built to lower your ping, stabilize your connection, and help you game at incredible speeds. Keep your game alive with features like geo-filtering, traffic prioritization, and device management, to name a few. The Nighthawk Pro Gaming Router transforms your gaming experience and gives you the power to win. Visit netgear.com/MPG. That's netgear.com/MPG. And learn how you can join the No Lag crew. Let's now do our final predictions for BlizzCon 2018. It's a chance for us to finally get it out there what we think is going to happen. These are just kind of quick ideas. Overwatch, here's what I want. I want something more than current Overwatch. Nothing wrong with Overwatch. Great game. You've established that. Hell of a game, guys. Well done. Your first league year went real well. Additional teams being added. Congratulations, Atlanta, on your new team. And, of course, you got a little steady stream of here's a new hero, possibly, and once in a while, here's a map or whatever. A great game. Great base, all that. I want something additional. I want them to announce something like single-player campaigns. I'd take a mobile turn-based strategy game. I don't care what. Just something else in the Overwatch world. What do you guys think? Patrick, what do you want out of Overwatch? Probably your most prolific player here, Patrick. What do you want?
I'm playing it right now.
Oh, great.
Honestly, I think Overwatch and Hearthstone and Heroes, to an extent, are kind of in a similar-ish place. They are great games, but they're getting a little bit, not long in the tooth, but they haven't changed much in a long time. And for Overwatch, you know, we had the events, the seasonal events that have not changed at all since the launch. And it's been out for 2.5 years. There was a half a year beta before that. It's a little bit, it's getting a little bit samey. So I'm sure we're going to get a new character. They said we weren't going to get a new map, which is not too big a deal. But yeah, I think there's, I don't know, maybe it's just going to stay like that forever, but it feels a little bit like it could use something else, something different, as you said, Scott. Mm. I also think Hearthstone, to an extent, it's had more different things, Hearthstone. It has the different dungeon runs and like monster runs and other runs. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, and Garrett can speak to this, if the Hearthstone community wanted that as well.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about tournament mode and all that. Maybe they're gonna, well, maybe we won't talk about that.
Nope.
It's a testy subject, but yeah, like Overwatch in general, just I just think needs a little bit of an injection of something, and I don't know what it is. I mean, what would bring you back, Garrett? If what could Overwatch do to get
you? Well, he hates the game, so nothing.
I don't hate the game. it's just not a game I have a lot of draw to go play alone.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if I get on Battle.net and all my friends are playing, which is rare, I'm like, all right, sweet, let's play some Overwatch.
Yeah.
It's like it's such a fun game to play with your friends. It's just not my go-to shooter. I like PUBG. I'm really enjoying Call of Duty Blackout.
Blackout's real good.
You know, I was always like a Halo Counter-Strike kid, so Overwatch just isn't my go-to.
I'm with you on the whole, like, if everybody's playing it, I would love to get in and do it. My kids still play it three or four times a week, where they get together and play with their friends, and specifically they play some Overwatch. They also play Siege, they play Blackout, they play a bunch of stuff, but it's still in the rotation. But even they're like, yeah, I hope something really cool and new happens at BlizzCon this year, you know. So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't really know what they could add. I would like to just be surprised. But it's funny because, like, we know we're getting a Diablo Netflix series. Like, Diablo is the last Blizzard franchise I want a series of. Like, Overwatch is really high on the pile. Like, I would love to see an Overwatch series. But also Warcraft. I mean, throw a dart at Blizzard properties. I would love to watch StarCraft, Warcraft, mm-hmm. Overwatch.
Yeah.
Diablo's at the bottom. I just want to play Diablo.
I wouldn't put it at the bottom, but I'm with you that I think Overwatch has huge potential for like a series treatment on Netflix or something like that.
You know, I think it was the case two years ago or even a year ago, but story-wise, they've been teasing stuff and not really following up on them. I would argue, you know, the comics they've been putting out for Heroes, the last year's computer graphics things for Hearthstone, which was awesome, has led to nothing. I don't know. I think I understand why they're being conservative with all of these things, but I think it's a little bit too much. Mm. And they're not delivering on any of it in the end. You know, story-wise, I wouldn't say they delivered in Overwatch. There was a lot of promise, a lot of little touches, but now I'm starting to think they didn't have a plan. They just put a few things here and there that let us also, you know, imagine our own parts of the story, but it was never going to be this big, giant thing that is going to be super exciting for everyone. It was always just going to be those tiny things, and the same with the Hearthstone from last year. It introduced a lot of characters that could have been really charming and really fun. They did nothing with it for a year. Mm. And same with the Heroes, the comics. I wasn't so much into them, but again, it's like two comics that aren't even that compelling, and that's it. Wow. So it feels like, I don't know if I would say half-hearted, but their commitment to quality is kind of hindering them in this. Like, what we've seen for WoW in the past few months has been awesome story-wise. It has issues with BFA, but story-wise, sure. Yeah. It's really good.
Right. Totally agree. Yeah, I think I think I agree with all of that. I think that this is about when you're going to start seeing, I don't want to be controversial here, but this is when you start to see the lack of a Metzen type at Blizzard. And I mean somebody who's over all franchise story development, not just one area or another. I think that the crew on WoW is doing a killer job. I think the addition of Christy Golden has been great for them. Like, all that stuff's true. But don't forget, Metzen was really your story juice behind everything that was also happening in Overwatch. And Overwatch,
I totally disagree.
Oh, you disagree to you? Because think about it. Back then, before he left, his big focus
was no story.
Well, I don't mean that there was like huge story.
But it also, what was looking to be the biggest injection of story that we were going to get, which was the announcement of the graphic novel, and it was going to be an actual graphic novel, not these half-assed things that they keep putting out on websites, that was canceled like right after Metzen left. And to me, it's hard for me not to look at that and be like, oh, well, Metzen left and he took the story with him.
But my point is, if things start to suffer in this way, he was the guy you would go to where they would say, we've got to, this has to change. We need to build this out. We need to do whatever. And then he would be the guy that would do that in a traditional sense. That's what he did in a lot of cases. And I'm not saying it's the sole reason. I'm not saying that some of that stuff wasn't light and airy to begin with without so much of an anchor point for story. But I do think that his vision there would have made a difference. I think it made a difference when he was there for sure. I mean, he had hands on with those initial, story-based animated shorts, specifically, well, all the early stuff, like everything right before, I want to say before, maybe even Reinhardt was the first one they did since or something. Or maybe,
but the animated, the shorts are still here, you know, they haven't gone away and they were already planned. It's just that they don't amount to more than what they were. And I don't think Metzen has anything to do with that. He was working with the scopes of the projects. I guess what I'm trying to say is it's a project scope thing. The scope of their storytelling is limited, and there was a moment where when we thought it was going to expand and it was going to be something really different and really ambitious, which Blizzard has never really done in that way. And it turns out, actually, they upped it a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah, we've only gotten
one short this year.
Yeah, it's got that stuff slowed way down.
We're hitting November.
Yeah, that stuff slowed way down. Will we probably get one at BlizzCon? Probably. That's fine. But I guess what I'm saying is, I think you're probably right. And part of the reason the Metzen left, and as he said as much in my interviews with him, was that he was never built for this administrative scope stuff. He was built for, he wants to write stories, he wants to create character, he wants to create worlds. And Blizzard's just so freaking big now that I'm not sure he could be that guy anymore. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, and to pump the brakes a little bit on Metzen being the catalyst for all of that, it seems like a decision made like company-wide. It's like a shift in Blizzard, like, ever since we've kind of moved away from their box copies of games, we moved away from them telling stories.
Yeah. Even like Diablo 3, as much as I love Diablo 3, the story's the weakest part. Like, it's not that you can't tell that story and it'd be okay. I just think it was the
story is horrible.
Well, it's, I wouldn't really say bad. Horrible. I just say it's tropey and predictable and video gamey. And yeah, it's not great. It's not great. I'm not going to say it's horrible. There are worse stories in video games.
Well, I didn't say it was the most horrible, but it is horrible. I mean, anyway, that's...
Man, I thought I was going to be the grumpiest person here on because of Train. But,
no,
but you don't think... wait, you can be the tiebreaker, Garrett. You don't think the
No, I'm with you. Reaper of Souls was cool. Like,
Yes.
Reaper of Souls is just like... Overall, just say Diablo 3 for me. I thought the launch of it was pretty piss poor. And yeah, the story for the original Diablo 3 was bad.
Yeah,
it was just boring. It didn't really resonate with me. And even the death of Deckard seems so
unearned.
Weight to it.
He died. Died from a butterfly.
Like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
OG Blizzard. Why? What are you doing, guys? Come on. He deserves better than this.
Look, you don't. If a giant butterfly walked into your house at night, what would you do?
I don't know. I just I'm not disagreeing with you, Patrick.
I think Patrick's right, and I think they got to think about this because they used to be about telling big story, and they're still doing it. And WoW, I think they are, and the foundation's strong there, so they can do that. But
they don't have an option with WoW. They have to tell a story.
They have to tell the story.
WoW was a fairly story centric game, whereas like some, honestly, it's funny you bring up Hearthstone. You're right. They did bring that cinematic and then do nothing with it. But But their solo stuff, like Boomsday, I think is definitely the weakest in a long time. But the solo stuff, they have a lot of fun with story over on Team 5. And
yeah,
and
that's fair enough. That's
I mean, as much as you can have one in a card game, I think they do a really good job with it. They have a lot of fun with it. I think Krusak has been such a boon to that team in that regards. I mean, I believe the first expansion he worked on was the Frozen Throne,
right?
And that single player, it's hilarious. It's so it's so witty in the way it's written. Going through that,
it's very him too. That's totally his style. He killed it with that.
I don't think they're doing worse than they were before in that regard. But they promised us something and didn't deliver on it. Is what it feels like. You know, in Overwatch, we were kind of hoping for this incredible grand world, WoW type world, and that definitely didn't happen. And same with Hearthstone, that cinematic from last year felt like the beginning of something Disney-like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that didn't happen.
I'm with you. I guess I'm just less disappointed about Hearthstone than I am for Overwatch, because Overwatch's world is its own. Yeah. It's its own world. Hearthstone still has to exist within Warcraft. And also just listening to Metzen interviews with Scott when he's referencing things like Avatar, the Avengers, two things I love so damn much, and like, no, that's what Overwatch was. I think this was supposed to be like Metzen's Avatar, and we're not seeing the fruits.
Oh, I guarantee it was, dude. Titan was. There's part of this I can't say, but Titan was supposed to be everything you guys are talking about. Like, it was going to be the grand scale, monstrous, awesome, story driven, character driven, epic game that we all wanted or hoped it would be. And what came out of the ashes was a shooter. And there you go.
Maybe we're going to get that world in the next Overwatch game.
Maybe.
Overwatch IP game.
Maybe. And that's what I'm kind of hoping for here. I'm not predicting it per se, because I don't know. I feel like we'd have Mythic stage for this right after the keynote if Overwatch had a big game.
Oh, it's not
going to
happen this year either.
Yeah, it's a little too soon. Anyway, Diablo, we've talked to death. Let's talk about Heroes of the Storm for a second. I think that actually I disagree with Patrick in terms of where that game's at. I think it's at one of its best stages ever. Loving.
Oh, game wise, yes.
Yeah, game is really tight and awesome. I think this is the year that they lean into this Nexus story stuff in a way that we have a prediction on Core that the first Nexus-born hero, not from another Blizzard IP, but out of the Nexus, will happen at this BlizzCon, that's where it gets announced. And it will probably be that Coffin Girl in those comics is who we think it's going to be. Could be wrong.
I was mentioning on Icy Veins that on the podcast that it seemed like they used up all of the big tier, A-tier characters for that game. Like, I know there are other characters that are interesting in the Blizzard universes, but the big ones, the Arthases, the Jainas, the Thralls, I think they've used them all, and that might be why they're pushing towards the internal story of the Nexus, so that they can create new characters. Someone mentioned that, and I think you're right there.
Yeah.
I would be very surprised if they announced that at BlizzCon, because that's like when you go see a band and they play a song from the new album.
Oh. I hadn't thought of it that way. That's actually a decent point. I mean, from a hype stage point of view, sure.
I think that's something you do, like, middle of the year, just here it is. That is not a BlizzCon.
Well, what if you do this? What if they do this? What if it's somebody from an existing IP? Let's say it's... I don't know. Deathwing, just because I feel like saying it. I don't want to get in the argument.
To say they've used up the triple A, we still don't have Deathwing. They've never even attempted an old god. There's so many heroes in Overwatch that aren't.
I totally agree. But let's say Deathwing comes flying in, crowd loses its mind, and then riding on his back is Coffin Girl. Like, there's a way to do it without it seeming like a new song from their new album.
That's true. You're right. And honestly, compared to last year, you can't bum me out more than adding Hanzo to the game. So
he's still a butthole, dude. I can't.
I hate Hanzo.
And I hate him too.
I can't stand him.
We talked about Hearthstone. We'll see what they do there. I'm sure tournament mode, right? Just kidding.
No, God, no. It's dead.
Yeah, like, no. I like to poke your old wounds and make it hurt. I like to poke your scabs.
It's on. They said hiatus, and at the speed Team 5 works, that means I'll be 80 years old by the time we see a tournament mode in Hearthstone.
That's such a bummer. They so rarely announce a thing. outside Team of like five, a full man, game. That's weird.
It's like, it feels to me, it's starting to feel like Wings of Liberty, StarCraft. Like the, it's, they move at a glacial pace.
Yeah.
It's because they don't do overtime. They don't do crunch.
Oh, that's right.
That's the reason.
Look at you, Patrick.
That's, I mean, that's a delightfully topical way to put it, but how do you explain every other Blizzard game that actually puts stuff out at a pace?
Damn it. Yes, it doesn't.
Everyone has crunch. I'm telling you. And by the way, everybody freaking out about the crunch talk all around Red Dead Redemption 2. Guess what? There was huge crunch around Red Dead 1. I just want to remind them that 2010 it was happening and you didn't say a word. So just calm down, everybody.
I think many people said many words about 2010.
Maybe. But what I'm saying is it's absolutely an industry problem, but there are so many freaking armchair quarterbacks right now coming out of the woodwork on this. I've about had it with all of them. It's like,
this is just the world we live in, Scott. Like, every day is a different thing to be up in arms over, whether it's...
What are you guys talking about?
Chat room says... Are you insane? Forget about this. Patrick, somebody in the chat room says I look like Ed Grimley this morning. Stop the presses. I do not look like Ed Grimley.
I don't know who he is, but I think...
He was a Martin Short character from SNL way back in the 80s. Anyway, doesn't matter. No, dude, the crunch time thing is a valid topic. I'm mostly playing around here. Obviously, it is. But
and the thing is, you can't change things if you don't talk about them. But yes, let's
right.
not
no, you're totally
turn
right.
this into...
You're totally right. Yeah. We're just going to get emails going, all right, you social justice warriors, did you talk about Warcraft?
This really is not about that. But
no,
yeah.
It's not. It's not at all. Let's talk about StarCraft. Now, here's my underdog prediction, and I've said this for years. StarCraft's universe does not get near enough play. The fact that it's always been sort of regulated entirely to the RTS and, you know, through characters and Heroes of the Storm, but that's about it. No other genres, no other ideas for all these years has always bummed me out. I would like this year to be the year they come out and go, hey, we're doing a squad-based shooter, or hey, we're doing it's a space trading, freelancer style game.
Grid-based tactics.
Fine, whatever. All of that, I'd play that all day. Yes. The answer is yes to all of those questions. Blizzard, we would love something in the StarCraft universe. Please. Okay? How many times do I have to ask? That'd be great. And I'd take anything.
One more, Scott.
Oh, what do you mean one more? One more.
We're partnering just with Epic and Gears of War 6 will just be a StarCraft cover-based shooter.
Okay, done. They already have the armor models. They just got to repaint them. They'll be all set to go. Those things all look like Jim Raynor's armor. I'll tell you what I would ultimately want out of StarCraft, and I know I'm not going to get it, but because it's not a games as a service idea, I don't think. Maybe it is. And it gets too close to being an MMO, and at some point you may as well make an MMO, but I would really like a space-based trading freelancer game. And people who know what I'm talking about, like Rebel Galaxy style, like go do missions, take Jim Raynor's thing out there, take a ship out there, upgrade a ship, take on some kind of Zerg problem happening, orbiting some planet, go to that planet, get a bunch of new jobs, go do those jobs, be a mercenary, be a smuggler. Oh, you don't even know. That would scratch every itch I have.
I just want StarCraft Mass Effect. That's what I want. Yeah. Can I just have
a little of that
StarCraft
too? A little
RPG?
Of that too. A little bit of more of an open Mass Effect though. My biggest problem with Mass Effect, it was always like, it was just like hubs and lobbies. It never felt like I was really in a universe, like flying. I want something. Think of Eve on one end of this thing, which is, you know, spreadsheets in space, and then something like Star Fox on this far end. I want something right in the middle. I want freelancer is what I want. Just make me
freelancer. Yeah, that's the best description.
Oh my gosh, Rebel Galaxy Outlaw is my number one anticipated 2019 game. That should tell you something about me.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spreadsheets in space.
I think you can excel with us in space. All right, check this out. New IP, that's a bad joke. New IPs. If we're getting new IPs, how the crap could we predict them? Because we have no idea what they're working on. No tangible leaks have happened out of the incubator or anybody else's project. So,
what's a genre they haven't delved into?
Fighting games. I want a freaking Blizzard fighting game.
Okay.
That would be
That would be fun.
Yeah, Heroes really of the Storm style rosters, right? But an actual fighting game.
I was thinking more of setting when I said genre, but genre of game, sure.
Yeah, why not? Battle Royale, Overwatch Battle Royale, 100 junk rats enter, one leaves.
I guess you touched on it when you were saying game as a service. They haven't done a game as a service, a single player game for a very long time. And I don't think they will, but I would be curious to see what that would mean with today's Blizzard.
Right. Like, when's the last truly single... I mean, their games are single-player friendly. Diablo 3 certainly is friendly to single players. But they always had multiplayer in mind. Certainly WoW is it's an MMO, but you can do a lot of stuff on your own. The last time they did a truly single-player experience was what? Like, have they ever? A
truly single-player?
I don't know if they ever have. And they've canceled them. Like, Ghost got canceled. Adventures got canceled. Those were single-player games. I mean, I don't think they really ever have. But the emphasis on mostly multiplayer, though, is not my favorite direction. I kind of do wish they'd pull back a little bit and give me something cool.
Well, they have a lot of those, so it would be interesting to see what else they can do. But honestly, given how much money those make, I don't see it happening.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with, and
yeah, but Diablo sold 60 million copies of Diablo. That is beyond successful. Like, it's disgustingly popular.
Of course.
So they could do that again. Sell me another single player game.
It was Diablo after Diablo 2 with an incredible, it's like capturing the essence of what it is to be in college for many people. And I don't think you can capture that many times in a row.
No.
What if they did like a Divinity style game in any of their universes?
Hold on, Divinity. Oh. Yeah, like the original Sin games. Shut up.
Yeah, Blizz developed some type of their own role playing system that they could roll out updates for.
Oh my gosh. And you could do DM stuff in it like that game does. Like,
so weird, because that's still technically multiplayer because you can play through with friends, but you also still get a narrative rich environment.
See, so yeah, I would play, put that in the StarCraft universe. Doesn't have to be fantasy for me.
Oh my god, yeah, I would play the hell out of that.
Oh, give these guys abilities. You could have weird psionic powers, and you're hooking up.
Oh my god, I'd start a show tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we'd have a show.
That would be my new main show. Yeah. Sorry, everyone else I work with.
Dropping everything else. It's all going away. Welcome to the original Sin Blizzard show. Mobile stuff. I don't know about mobile stuff, but they've been working on mobile stuff. We know that. Whether they show anything at this event is absolutely up in the air. Nobody knows. So we'll see. And that could be a new IP. That could be anything. So, just generally, Patrick, do you have any thought in your head that this is the year that Blizzard says, here's what we're doing on mobile and it's brand new?
I don't think that's the year. Unless it's the Diablo thing, in which case everyone will be disappointed. Mm. But I think this year, the big announcement is the Diablo thing, whatever it ends up being.
All right. The Diablo match... 3 legendary gems from King.
Oh, that's what we talked about last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's your big thing. That's your.
Oh my god, they can't announce that at BlizzCon. They got to save that for a PAX or something.
save it for a PAX.
You can't do it. You cannot do something that lame at BlizzCon.
I love this phrase though. Save it for a PAX.
Save it for a PAX, man. Like, Hearthstone was announced at PAX, and Hearthstone's like. That's amazing. That's got legs on it. The match 3 Diablo gems, like, oh my, you need to bury that. That needs to be the softest announcement ever.
Chat room's being very jokey about this, but someone said Diablo Go. I'd run around the neighborhood and capture demons. I'd do that.
Oh, you're filling out Deckard Cain's book.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh, dude, I would play the shit out of that.
Oh yeah, I would play that. That would be fun.
Yeah, it's not going to be main stage announcement, though. Like, that's too weird. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Gosh dang it, that mythic stage.
I said this on Angry Chicken this week, man. Like, I feel like most Blizzard teams right now are kind of having to come out with their guard up. And, like, if you have to get up on stage and announce anything for Diablo that isn't new Diablo something, I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
I feel like people are going in ready to boo.
Yeah, I think it's going to be odd. But we'll see.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. And for that reason, I'm excited because I don't know what to expect, and that's fun for me. I hope it, I don't want to be disappointed, but I'm excited about what the possibilities are. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm always in the, as someone who goes, I'm always in the camp of it's going to be a great time if they have nothing to announce. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always go back and make fun of the Geek Is year. Mm-hmm. They had nothing to announce that year. They showed us a freaking slideshow.
Yeah.
And I still had a great time.
Yeah. Speaking of 2010, that's what that year was. Hard to believe that was 8 years ago. But I'm pretty.
I thought that was 2012.
No.
What was the skip year?
It was the one 2013 was skip year. The one I missed was 2010, and that was the one where Geek Is happened because I wasn't there for it. So I'm pretty sure that's it.
I thought it was the first one I went to with Katie, which would make it 2011.
And that was my first one, and they didn't have it that year. That was
your first BlizzCon? I started going to BlizzCon before you.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you did. I didn't go till my 2011 was my first year. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So like 8, 7 years, whatever. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've been to everything since, but. Yeah, that was my first year. I don't remember
guys,
why.
Guys, I was really nervous to meet Scott the first time.
Were you really?
I'm just the guys, as in like the listeners.
Yeah, but now you're just like, oh, he's an idiot. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I still remember the first time seeing you being like, holy shit, he's a giant. He's so tall.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing Christian Nairn, and you will forget all about how big I look.
I've only seen him from very far away doing his DJ stuff.
Yeah, he's really nice, and he'll probably he listens to the show, or he does sometimes, I know, but Christian, if you're listening, we're gonna throw our panties on the stage.
You gotta hook me up, dude. Katie really wants to meet him, and I've always really wanted to meet him.
He's so, coming out here. He filmed some new show he's in here in Provo of all places, and I forgot the name of the show, but he's out here filming in the spring, and we're supposed to do some sort of lunch thing. And I can finally get a photo to show just how small I am and how puny of a man I am. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, we need to have him back on the show. I really want to know what it's like to perform music at BlizzCon in front of a giant crowd. And Patrick, for you, I will throw my bra on stage and do it for you. So.
For me?
Yeah, for you. Because you won't be there. Well, you're going to be
home. He'll write from Patrick on it.
Yeah. I'm set. I mean, this is the first year I've gone that Patrick isn't there in some form. No, that's not true.
Oh, right, for that. No, so what we can do is that I can send you my bra, and then you'll throw it on stage.
Okay, yeah, no,
so
that's great.
I'll feel like I'm there.
Yeah, he's got like these nice little B cups. It's a good bra, Patrick has. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like having you not there is really weird. Terpster's already there, probably already drinking other people under the table. He's there for TwitchCon, and he's just going to roll right into BlizzCon next week. So he'll be there. Of course, Garrett will be there. And Garrett, we should probably mention this now. On Friday night, there's a bowling alley plan.
Yeah, we've got two things going on. We're both going to be at Come Before the Storm.
Mm-hmm. Doing panels
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So Thursday night, go to the fourth floor at the Hilton and go to Come Before the Storm and watch Hearthstone and Heroes panels with Scott and me.
Yep.
And then Friday night, after the first night of BlizzCon, at 9 p.m. local time, so 9 p.m. Pacific, we'll be out at the Bullmore Anaheim, which is the local bowling alley. It's right around the corner from the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it Friday instead of Thursday because Thursdays you're just too busy and the bowling alley is only open till 11. And on Friday, they're open till like 2 or something crazy. So,
yeah,
we'll be there a good majority of the night. I can't promise I'll be there till 2 because I'm an old lame person now. But
well, so for me on Friday night, there's still some stuff about BlizzCon I can't talk about because I'm not allowed to yet. And it's driving me crazy.
Have they seriously not?
I haven't gotten the green light to say it yet. It's killing me.
Oh, my Lord.
It's killing me.
Moving at the speed of Blizzard.
It's killing me. It is very speed of Blizzard, I have to admit. But they do have me on. The Heroes team has asked for myself, John Jagger, and Bo Schwartz to do a 2-hour live core from their Heroes streaming station on Friday night.
We're doing it into the Nexus.
Oh, awesome. So we're going to, I don't know if that's simultaneous or when that's happening, but it's right after that, we're all heading to the bowling alley. So it's.
Oh, okay. We just got our time. We're doing Into the Nexus right after the opening ceremony.
Oh, okay. You guys are...
So we're heading over to the Heroes demo pit to do a live Into the Nexus right after the opening ceremony.
Awesome. So,
you won't see the Diablo panel.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain I'll be disappointed, so I'm okay.
Yeah, you're all right with that? you've been tempered. Watch for all of that content. That should be fun. I don't know where that's streaming. I assume the Twitch Blizzard thing, plus I think it's somehow showing up on... parts of the
guys. I'm very
ticket.
Sorry. I have to go.
Patrick.
Oh,
look,
damn.
When you have to
go be a dad,
when you have to poo, yes, you go ahead. When Patrick has to poo,
exactly.
He's out of here.
Scott, don't forget to pimp MVGB.
I won't because we're all doing right. That soon. Have a good one. Bye. Go play your video games. All right. I don't know why I said that.
I believe you'll be streaming the Frog Pants, by the way.
Oh, will I be?
Yeah, it sounds like it's an actual streaming station. They've done this a few years past. I've never actually been on them, but you're set up to stream to your actual channel.
Oh, all right. Well, I can do that. That's what we'll do. So we're doing that. And then this other thing I can't talk about, which hopefully I can soon. It may turn out I can't say anything till the day of. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
The big thing is, if you want to party with us, if you want to come meet like every, if you listen to this show, if you want to meet basically every podcaster from every podcast you most likely listen to, come on out to the meetup at the Bullmore Bowling Alley.
Yeah, we want to do that. We'll all be there. Lots of Frog Pants, tons of A Move, everybody you know and love. Jocelyn will be there.
Yeah, Jocelyn's going to be there. Chan Man is going to be there because he's going to be out there repping HS Replay.
Oh, good.
The Hearthstone stats website.
I always like hanging out with Chan Man.
He's a good guy. Also a fellow Floridian.
Yeah. And also, I was going to say a name and I forgot. Somebody else is coming with us.
Kyle, Bo, John.
Kyle, Bo, Ibbit, Merritt, maybe. Ibbit. I don't know if Merritt's coming.
I've been yelling at Merritt. I don't know if he's coming or not because I know he's doing the Patreon con, mm-hmm. Patreon thing. Yeah. That's always the same day as his BlizzCon.
Yeah. He was unsure when I talked to him as well. So I hope.
Yeah, I've been telling him that Jenny Josephson and I are going to black bag him in a van and bring him down.
Nice. I think she would be a scary black van person that would hop out and throw me into a thing.
Skirt.
Dude, Jenny should come. She's coming? She's not coming.
I tell her every year. I'm like, Jenny, Tom, come down. Let's do a Star Wars podcast live. Come on.
Oh, I'd love Jenny. Jenny's one of my favorite people in the world. Anyway, so come see us. Come hang out. And I've got exclusive kind of Warcrafty instant stickers this year that I'm giving out to people who come up and say hi. And I don't have a billion of them. So if you want one, you better be early and come up and say hi.
I have 40 Angry Chicken stickers and 40 Into the Nexus stickers because I wanted to do a test print. They were kind of pricey, so I don't have a lot to give out. Yeah. But yeah, if you see me, ask for a sticker.
Oh, good. All right. So you got stickers all around, everybody. That's going to be great. And then people always ask, is AIE doing a guild hall? I don't think so this year, but I never know because I'm not in charge of it. I don't really have a whole lot to do with it. They kind of just do it or they don't. I don't know how that went this time. My understanding is there's not one, but sometimes that stuff changes last minute. So I don't know, guildies who may be asking this question, how that's going. Ping an officer or something and find out if that's happening this year. If it's not, all of us are kind of mobile guild halls. Like, just find us. We're around. We're doing stuff. And we're excited to be there. So very excited. Next week. Big day. Big stuff. Big week. I get there early. I get there on Halloween and I leave Sunday. Whew, that's a long time to be there. Anyway.
I'm staying till I leave Tuesday.
Oh, my
Lord.
Doing
Disney on Sunday. And then I'm going to go drive the Angeles Crest Highway on Monday. And I'm very excited.
That is cool. Are you? So your anniversary lands around now. Are you just kind of doing that?
It is Halloween. We're actually flying out on our anniversary. And I believe we're going to go brewery hopping with some heroes folks.
Ooh.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Scott, how do you feel about having beer for the first time?
Well, I don't know. Who's going? Do you know who's going? Who's going?
I've just been told by Lashes I believe they call it BrewCon. I believe this has been going on for multiple years now and I'm never there early enough to do it.
Is it on Wednesday that they do it?
It's on Wednesday, yeah.
I gotta find out when I get in. I mean, I might go along even if I don't drink.
We'll figure it out.
That could be fun. Lashes goes.
That could be fun. Yeah.
She's a happy drunk. It's
gonna be a good time.
She's a very, out for it. She's a very happy drunk.
I've never done it before, so we'll find out. I'm always too late to the party. I always get there right as everyone's getting back from it, and everyone's talking about all these awesome beers they had, and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. I'll bet Terpster would go. He likes to drink.
Oh, yeah. I like Terpster. He's a gin man.
He's a gin man. Yeah. Well, he's a whatever you put in his hand man, honestly.
Well, that too. But no. I've he and I have geeked out about gin more than once.
So. Yeah, I can see that. Well, he'll be there too. That's I forgot to mention. Yeah, you will see a lot of Terpster at this thing.
Yeah,
and I think he's alone. Maybe not alone, but he usually brings a little entourage from the Oxcast. And I think it may just be him this time. I'm not sure though.
Yeah,
we shall see.
If anyone is listening, is local, or is going to be out there after the fact and renting a car, or wants to go on a fun drive, let me know.
Oh, look at you! You are a party animal. If you're looking for me, I'm probably in the hotel a little early because I don't party very much. Because I'm lame and Guy Fieri's going to some burger joint, then I'll probably watch that on TV.
HGTV is our go-to when we're trying to fall asleep. It's just like, let's watch Twins renovate a house.
Yeah.
Cool.
Veronica Belmont and I always used to talk about this. We're like the least party people there are. And so if somebody's like, hey, we're going out all night for the beer, beer, beer. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm pretty good. I'm going to go play on my Switch or draw something on my iPad. I'll see you tomorrow, though. That's kind of me. Anyway,
my nights have gotten earlier and earlier every year.
Every passing day.
That's every passing happens. Year, I'm just like, yeah, I've done the 3 a.m. thing enough times. I don't need to do it anymore.
I'm all out of F's to give. I used to do that stuff, but now it's just like, eh, I can't be bothered. And I don't care who's offended. I'm just like, whatever, man. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Folks listening, if you're wondering what it's like to party with Scott, I never say goodbye to Scott.
Yeah.
At any event.
Nope.
Because he just disappears.
Nope.
He's just, Scott's out.
Plus Blizzard's hard, or BlizzCon's hard, because I get yanked in 1,000 directions. As you know, you do as well. And so it's hard for us to do that. But yeah.
Actually, that's not true. Last year we did get to have a dinner together.
Oh, yeah, we did. We totally did.
Having a baby.
Yeah.
You totally let it slip, I think.
Yeah, no. And I was saying how great
we
you
were at the table and you said something about it. And Patrick just had this look like, yeah. I haven't told anyone else, Scott.
Yeah, I let it leak. Which yep. is crazy.
Oh, damn.
I forgot all about that. That was a lot of fun last year, yeah. And that's the year I told you and Katie you'd be great parents, and I stand by it. I think you guys would be great parents.
I believe you've actually told us this like every year.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you again now. I think you'd be great parents.
I appreciate it.
As somebody who has raised three of them, I know the signs, and the signs are good. All right, that's going to do it for the show. Amove.tv for Garrett and all his stuff. Make sure you check that out. Garrett Art on Twitter. Am I forgetting anything? Anything else you want to mention?
Lots of stuff. I'll be putting up at least one more WoW lore solo podcast on my R2T2 podcast feed before I leave. Mm-hmm. So go do that. Go check that out. Lots of Warcraft talk on my solo podcast.
Nice. Always good.
Angry Chicken. We're doing one more Angry Chicken before we leave for BlizzCon, and the card changes have actually switched things up. So we've got some cool decks to talk about on Tuesday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Monday. We're doing it a day early.
Oh, day early never hurts. Never a dollar short, though. That's what I always say. Yeah. If you're looking for the show and more stuff from us, theinstance.net. If we're doing live shows from the event, we don't know how that's working yet. So if that happens, we'll make sure to let you know and where to catch the streams. I'll do a lot of little phone streaming just for funsies. But expect a big wrap-up regardless when we get back into these seats the following week. And we'll see if we can't get the two Europeans here as well to get their impressions of all things BlizzCon. Theinstance.net is our website. You can find more shows like this at frogpants.com. You follow me on Twitter at Scott Johnson, Garrett Art, and Patrick is it not Patrick? That's going to do it for us. We'll see you next time.